Nous devons par tous les moyens, avec détermination,
President Kabila says insecurity in North Kivu must be stopped.
Ne peut raisonnablement justifier que de populations congolaises.
He says the Congolese people are suffering from daily conflict in the country.
Quant aux groupes armés étrangers,
he says Congo needs UN help to disarm, voluntarily or by force, repatriate and reintegrate foreign armed groups. Despite a UN-mediated ceasefire in early September, battles between the army and ethnic Tutsi fighters have been waged in North Kivu in the eastern region since late August. The rebel fighters, led by renegade Army General Laron Nkunda, says they are fighting to protect ethnic Tutsis against attacks by ethnic Hutu rebels, accused of involvement in the 1994 genocide in neighboring Rwanda. Rwanda's president, Paul Kagame, also spoke at the UN conference. He said continued insecurity in the eastern DRC is hindering peace throughout the region. He also said the UN's peacekeeping force in the DRC, known as MONUC, has not done enough to root out Hutu fighters. Wambale Konakele is a military commander for the dissident ethnic Tutsi fighters. He says he would welcome an increase in UN forces. But like Mr. Kagame, he says so far he believes the UN is not doing enough to counter ethnic Hutu combatants, known as FDLR, in the region.
They can do a good job, but the problem is the government of Congo. The government of Congo, they still give them the wrong information. They didn't want them to fight that group.
Konakele accuses Congo's army of fighting alongside the Hutu rebels.
Yeah, they are mixed. FDLR and the government, they are mixed, and then they attack our troops.
But MONUC spokesman Michel Bonardo says the accusation is unfounded.
There is no evidence that the FDLR is with the Congolese army. As far as we know, the FDLR are in their own camps and in their own areas, and they are certainly not part of the national army.
He says MONUC is doing everything within its mandate to disarm and repatriate FDLR fighters to Rwanda. Congo's government has repeatedly denied fighting alongside the FDLR, while accusing Rwanda's army of backing Nkunda's fighters. Rwanda's government denies the charges. These charges and countercharges have been exchanged ever since Rwanda's genocide and the subsequent flood of refugees, including former fighters, into eastern Congo. Gus Selassie is an Africa analyst at the international research group Global Insight. He says it is unlikely that the UN will increase its forces in Congo.
I don't think there's a political will by the UN to add more troops given commitments elsewhere like Darfur.
He also says the UN does not have the personnel to deal with FDLR forces in the east.
You still get the feeling that the UN is preoccupied with other issues and doesn't have the personnel, the resources and the stomach to confront the FDLR, unless the FDLR attacks civilians, villages, that kind of thing. The UN is just doing a containing job and not really taking them on head on.
Fighting in eastern Congo is what has led to recent wars in Congo, the last of which caused the death of at least 4 million people, according to most estimates. Selah Hennessy for VOA News, Dakar.